Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 8th, and I'm wearing the cap given away to attendees at the first Cubs night game on 8-8-88. Except it wasn't the first night game at Wrigley, nor did it end up being the Cubs' first night game either. I managed to get tickets for my dad and me in the grandstand rather than the bleachers, which is where I spent most of 88. That was fortunate, since it poured like a freaking monsoon after 3.5 innings, and we were thrilled to be undercover. The game was called after a 2-hour, 11-minute delay, meaning that for all intents and purposes, 8-8-88 never happened. I was back in the left field bleachers the following night for a 6-4 W for the Cubs' first official Wrigley Field night game. But 45 years earlier, Phil Wrigley experimented, having donated the steel for the planned light towers to the war effort in January of 42. In June of 43, the Cubs tried a 6 p.m. start, betting that in those olden days of much quicker games, they'd be able to get it in before the 8:30 sunset. And they did, beating Mother Nature by 13 minutes. The following week, the All-American Girls Softball League, not yet the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, which meant they hadn't yet made the switch from a 12-inch ball to a 9-inch ball, held its inaugural All-Star game at Wrigley using banks of temporary lights behind home, first, and third. Was the illumination great? No, far from it, but it was legitimately the first actual night game in Wrigley Field history, July 1st, 1943.